Red IT5 with a special announcement. Mission to Zix is performing live in Nashville, Tennessee at the PodX Podcast Convention on the weekend of June 1st. We'll be improvising a brand new episode, appearing on all sorts of rad panels, and hanging out with you. Get your tickets at missiontozix.space and check out the full weekend lineup at podx.com.
It is a time of fear and unrest. Emperor Nermut Bundeloy rules the galaxy with an iron fist and also a planet crusher. Now, Zima Knight, Plek Dexeter, and his intrepid crew travel the farthest reaches of the galaxy to defeat whackness, bring balance to the space, and meet weird bug creatures and stuff. This is Mission to Zix.
Hey, I'm pretty free.
Great. Can you go to the closet that's next to the humidifier?
Uh-huh. Okay.
And can you take everything that's in that closet and put it into a box?
Okay, some of it's mine, but,
Yeah, doesn't matter. Just, like, put it into a box.
Okay.
Also, Barty, there's a lot of stuff in his closet.
Right. Just put it into a box.
Okay.
There should be a couple of old posters in there.
Yeah, we're looking at them right here. Oh, yeah, this is a poster for Into How to Into Out.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, wow, and it's in Gentawa.
There was a Gentawa dub of Into Out to Into Out.
There's a Gentawa dub of every.
What was the movie called in Gentawa?
Wow.
Gentawa.
Yeah.
That. All right, and then just write on the box, take it all for sale.
Parji, I feel like there's some valuable stuff in here. You can't just put it on the sidewalk.
Oh, that's true. Put for sale, put more money than you think.
Okay.
It's everything here is worth a lot.
See, if you don't write that.
Well, I mean, she's asking me to.
No, stop.
I don't know if it's going to be successful, but I'll write it on here.
That seems...
Hey, are you all out there?
Yeah.
Yeah, Dar, what's up?
Okay, I just, I have entered, the next phase, we'll say, of this, experience going on in my body.
Okay.
And before I exit my room, I just wanted to give everyone a heads up that I know I look different, and
oh, no.
I don't want to feel your eyes on me.
Yeah, you know, Dar, I just want to tell you, you know, you're beautiful. Oh, my rod. I shouldn't have said that out loud, but I couldn't help it.
Wow, you're Nermit size.
Dar, you are so small. What?
Yeah.
Where did that mass go?
Well, the mass has been conserved. You'll notice that Dar is usually, of course, much smaller, but look how dense.
Oh, see? Dar, you're denting the floor walking around.
Yeah.
Yeah, this phase uses up a lot of my energy.
Yeah.
So I've contracted.
Hey, Pop Dexter.
What is it, AJ?
Has Dar always been that small?
No, Dar is normally like 12, 14 feet tall.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
AJ, please put the lock down.
Okay, sorry.
Did you make a strap for your lock?
Yeah. It doesn't really work well.
Yeah, it's too long.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't really go.
You gotta shorten that strap.
You made a leash for your
lock.
Yeah, you gotta also attach the other end of the strap.
So,
okay.
Yeah.
All right.
It's cute. It's like it's a pet.
Dar, I shouldn't ask this, but is that okay for the baby?
Yes.
For you to be squished down like that?
Yeah.
Plek, I know this might be difficult for you to comprehend, but when Dar's species enters their fourth octomaster, this is a very common occurrence.
Oh, okay.
But then they later expand and become much larger.
Oh, well, as long as you're...
Yeah, so just you wait.
Okay. Wait, you get bigger than you normally are?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy.
Papa Dexeter, I have an incoming transmission from Nermut Bundeloy.
Oh, all right. Hey, Nermut.
Hello.
Ah!
It's me, the Emperor of the Galaxy, Nermut Bundeloy.
Yeah, we should screen our calls.
I said Mermit Bundeloid.
I know, but...
Well, I didn't say Master Missions Operations Manager.
Are you really just gonna sit
Why didn't you
on?
Say Emperor Nermit Bundeloid?
Well, do we recognize the validity of that title? I thought
fair
we
enough.
Didn't,
yep,
so.
No, that's true.
Crew of the Bargerian Jade.
Listen, we did not mean to pick that up.
Hi there, it's me, the Emperor of the Galaxy. And
hey.
I know what you're up to, and you know, honestly, I'm like, look at that gumption. Look at that get up and go. But if I had my way, I'd kill you all. I'd just rip you apart.
Listen, Emperor Bundeloy, we're after you. We're on our way, and we're going to do whatever it takes to take you down. You'll never find us. You won't see us coming, because we have freshness on our side.
You just, by answering this call, you've revealed your location.
What? How? That's not...
I have location on.
What?
Yeah.
You have what?
Bargy left.
Bargy, you want to be found less than any... Turn that off.
What? You have to go into your menu. You have
it's not a
menu.
Great UI.
I've been trying and it just doesn't work, so I've just been wearing a coat.
Bargy, open settings.
All right.
Open and then open scroll settings. Down to privacy.
Okay, see, but here's the thing. It's not in privacy. It's in location services.
Okay.
So you gotta go down.
Oh, you're right. Yeah, no, you're right.
You're wasting my time.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You're wasting your
I'm
time.
So
okay.
Sorry.
I have the receipts from the Bargerian Jade. I mean, like, do you want to see the screen? There's where you are.
What? It's not me. Who's that? Well, who? No, my name is George. My name is George O'Keefe.
We know that's one of your favorite aliases, Bargy.
George O'Keefe.
I'm sorry. I didn't realize that we were an anti-alias crew here. Gunther Ballweed.
Never call me that.
Well, that's your name, isn't it?
Gunther Ballweed is dead. Nermit Bundeloid rules the galaxy.
Well, what's that voice you're doing?
I'm just trying a few things. I don't know if it works. It feels a little too...
It's a little forced, yeah.
Yeah, a little bit. Anyway, listen. If you guys surrender, we can just forget all about
Emperor
this.
Bundeloy, we will not rest until you're taken out and supplanted by someone who is fresh.
Okay. All right. I really hate that it's come to this. Because I have... If you look behind me... Okay, can you pan? If you look here, I have
someone... The cameraman?
Yeah, yeah. It's Elliot. Hey, Elliot.
Hi. We're two-headed.
Yeah, it's a two-headed cameraman.
Okay.
That's the best. They get both...
Oh,
they get
watching
the camera.
Yeah.
And checking in.
Great, great. As you can see behind me, I have some of the finest assassins in the entire galaxy.
Oh, you know some of those assassins? Is that Peter Wenfrap?
Hey, what's up?
Yeah, I'm sure you've seen some of them, but at my word, I will send them into the Vix Quadrant to hunt you down and destroy you. I don't want to do it! I don't want to be a bad guy! I'm a good, straight Pink Tellurian! Why am I the bad guy in this situation? It's hard for Pink Tellurians.
Okay.
Male Pink Tellurians.
All right.
That's
all right.
Hard.
That's not...
We're gonna
go.
I'm a victim in this situation. You're making me do this
I
to
don't
you.
Think that's... Transmission.
Okay.
What do we do?
I think it went okay.
What are you talking about?
I think it went okay.
He knows where we are. He's got bounty hunters. He's got bounty hunters everywhere.
He didn't yell at us or anything.
He's not like that.
Papa Dexter, I have an incoming transmission from Nermit Bundeloy.
No, don't pick it. We can't pick it up.
No, it's the other one. I'm sorry. I'm a little...
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm positive.
Okay.
Hey, guys. Sunny day on Phalem. Nermit.
Whoa. No, AJ's right. You need to shut the juck up right now.
I'm in a good mood.
We just got a call from Emperor Nermit Bundeloy.
What?
He knows where we are, and he's after us.
What? That's... No. If he... means
yes,
we're dead.
Obviously, Nermit.
Wait, I just connected that you guys have the same name.
AJ!
I just put that together. You guys have the same name.
AJ, it's very important to your Zima training that you take your log by its leash and go do something with
it. You got it, Papa Jack Center.
Sorry, hold on. I'm just gonna...
Oh,
Dar! Better go get that.
Dar, you're such a cool size.
Nermit.
Thank you, Nermit.
Leave it.
Okay, so we're gonna scrap the mission that I was gonna send
Fine.
You on, which was gonna be pretty sweet, actually, because...
Nermit!
Yeah, well, sorry.
Shut up!
Okay, the new mission is just go fast anywhere.
Nermit's actually right. We should get out of here.
Just find a place to blend in. Lie low.
Yes.
All right?
Okay, thanks, Nermit. Great advice.
Bye.
Bargy, listen, run a scan, see if we can duck into any place and get, somewhere off the grid.
Okay.
and turn off your location.
I can't turn off location. The only person who could turn it off is my son, Blippi. He has the passcode for
it. What? Parchy!
Good tidings, sentient. Would you care for a coconut shrimp?
No, I'm okay.
Oh, very well. I am Kia Rondo, and in addition to my other vocations, I am clearly a highly skilled catering waiter, serving up crudité, garfan with gert creme fraiche, the hottest of hot browns.
Coconut shrimp.
The coconut shrimp, exactly, you name it. And in a job like this, you always hear how important it is to have comfortable, supportive footwear. Yeah. But remember, that also includes socks, friend. Ooh. And I recently discovered something that changed the way I think about socks forever. They're called Bombas. And they provide delightful comforts that no other sock has ever provided to me. Oh. For instance, arch support, a cushioned footbed that's comfy but not too thick, and a luxurious, seamless toe. Plus,
wait, how?
I do not know, my friend. Huh? They are wizards of sock manufacture.
Okay.
Plus, they come in a dazzlingly fresh array of colors, patterns, lengths, and styles. My favorite is the space dye cushioned no-show sock in Hunter Cream. What will be yours?
Maybe the same.
Maybe. Well, you can find out by buying your Bombas today at bombas.com/Zix, where you will get 20% off your first purchase.
Whoa.
And for every Bombas purchase you make, Bombas donates a pair to someone in need. What could be fresher than that? What could be less whack, friend? That's Bombas, bombas.com/Zix for 20% off.
One more time.
Bombas.com/Zix. And can I tempt you one last time with a coconut shrimp?
Yeah, and twist my arm.
Of course you may, friend.
Wow, C-53, this might actually be a good place to hide. There's just people all species bustling around.
Peeps. Peeps and Zuzu.
No, thanks.
That's fine. Look at you, Penguin. You might want a Zuzu.
Why would you say that?
You might want a Zuzu, Bebop.
I'm sorry, I thought Bebops and Zuzus were candy.
They are candy.
Why are you so weird?
You're very weird about it.
Am I? All right, Mama.
Hey, what?
Hey, are you looking to sell some of those boxes?
Are you interested?
No, the guy who wants boxes.
No, we're selling things inside the boxes.
Yeah, we're not interested.
Boxes, we don't want to sell the boxes.
You know, Dar, it's actually a really good thing that you're this size. We don't stick out the way we normally do.
Plex, I'm going to remind you that in my seventh octomaster, I am going to be so insanely big. You better not make me feel bad about it.
Oh, I would never.
I feel like there's a lot of shame around the seventh octomaster.
What?
Honestly.
No, Dar.
Yeah. No, Dar.
Absolutely not. You know, why don't we just duck in somewhere so we can put these boxes down for a little bit and figure out what we're going to do.
All right.
Hello?
Oh, hi.
I'm sorry, did we catch you? At a bad moment?
No, sorry. No one ever comes in here. It's such a mess. I'm so. Oh my gosh, it's such a mess in here. It's actually really cool.
There's so much.
It really is a mess.
No,
in here.
Yeah, it is. Well, let me just push all this stuff out of the way. Hi.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi there. Hey, listen. We're just here to browse. We might just be looking around for another six, 8 hours.
Yeah. Okay.
Great. Yeah. So
as long
just
as you need.
Don't mind us. We're just looking around.
Don't bother us, Denver. Being secret.
Hey, AJ, you should tie your log up outside.
Yeah, all right. Just give me
no,
some.
No,
don't turn it around.
No.
Careful.
Oh,
careful. I'm
out the door. Sorry.
Oh, boy.
Oh.
Miss, I'm so sorry.
It's okay. It's just... It's fine. It's actually really good to have you all here. It's actually really good to have... It's,
Well,
just,
hey, we're just happy to be here. My name is, Fleck. My name's Fleck.
Oh, Fleck.
Yeah.
Beautiful name.
Thank you. Thank you.
My name is Norm.
Norm, beautiful name.
Thank you.
My name is AJ.
Oh, beautiful name.
Tied that log up quick?
Yes.
I'm just your regular old C-Series droid.
Sure, yeah, you look good.
What's your name in case we need to kill you?
AJ,
relax. What did you say?
No. So what's your name?
Marv.
Wow, Marv, you have a ton of stuff. This is pretty cool.
Thank you. You know, it's kind of like gifts, collectible items, things I've stolen off of travelers.
What
was that last?
Just gifts.
Okay.
Collectibles.
Oh, yeah, that checks out.
Yeah.
A lot of broken glass at the moment.
Yeah, so we're very sorry.
It's fine. Can I give you guys a tour?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Oh, this is so fun. Okay, so obviously, like, when you walk in, we've got commemorative croons.
Oh, yeah.
You ever see ones like this? We've got these paper sleeves for you to slip them into if
sure.
you want to display them. Put them on a fireplace.
My mom would love this.
Oh, well, buy some for her.
I don't get back to Vranga 6 very often, but...
Okay, here we've got Frisbees.
Sure.
You like Frisbees?
Oh, yeah.
You like hacky sacks?
Yeah.
Yeah, now you're talking stuff. AJ's language,
oh,
I think.
Oh, we've got...
Watch it.
Oh!
Whoa.
Is there a hack circle in here?
Nice, got room for two more.
Where did these guys with sandals come from?
You ready to hit this hack?
Yeah, all right, bro, let's do this.
Okay.
I'll be outside with these guys.
None of you guys want to come out for the hack circle?
Yeah,
no, we're good.
So you guys know I'm kind of the best at
it. All right,
let's go.
All right.
Does this happen a lot when you break things up?
You know, I don't get a lot of customers, but when I do, it's always the hack guys.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
As soon as the hacks come out, they flock.
Oh, yeah, Barge used to date one of these hacky sacks.
Yeah.
Marv, this is some pretty fun stuff.
Yeah, what? You think that's fun? I've got a question for you.
Yeah.
You like slime?
Oh, do I?
You like slime? Because I've got slime. I've got all sorts of slime.
Wow. Galaxy slime.
Oh, cool.
Feel that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, this is good.
Yeah. This is slime that gets bigger the more you play with it.
Oh, wow.
So careful.
I should put this down.
Uh-oh.
It's already a little too big.
Isn't that fun?
I'm having a great time. That's
and then, great. You know, okay, I've got, you know those tubes?
Yeah.
You guys know these tubes?
Those tubes that when you tip them, they make a sound?
Yeah. Oh, I love these tubes.
Oh,
I love that. I love the sound of that tube.
Wow, that is a very distinctive sound.
I gotta say, I've got a thing for tubes. I've also got... You know the plastic...
It's still doing it.
You know the plastic tubes
also?
Yeah,
I put it down a minute ago.
It does that. Sometimes when I can't sleep, I just let the tube go.
Yeah, sure. So it feels like someone's in the room.
It's a very soothing noise, not obnoxious at all.
No, I like that it sounds sort of like a sob.
Yeah, it's a little bit like, why?
I just can't get enough of that tube. Oh, gosh, I love tubes.
Yeah.
That's and then, if you look over here, we've got these T-shirts with Flarns on them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I love Flarns.
Yeah,
sure.
So I love that.
Marv, how much are these Flarn shirts? These are pretty thin.
That's 20 croon a piece.
Oh, that's pretty reasonable.
You like? You want?
In the smallest size, still 20 croon?
Still 20 croon.
Mm. Ah, and 20 croon in the largest size you have.
Largest size is less. Largest size is 15 croon.
Oh.
Well, I'm going to take one of each.
That's great. One for you, one for a friend?
No. One for me now, one for me 3 Octomasters from now. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Sorry, did I overstep?
No, I'm actually just getting used to it. I mean, I just started showing, so I guess now everybody will know.
Got it. You know, one time I assumed... And I was wrong.
Oh, that's awkward. Yeah.
That's fine.
I will never... Oh, there goes my tube again.
Yeah. Well, they got a long delay on them sometimes.
Woo! I won!
AJ, what happened?
Oh, in your faces!
There's not a winner!
Oh, I just nailed it in hack, you guys. I just nailed it. But I was like, wait a minute. I shouldn't win too much because then the Emperor will find us.
All right, AJ.
Anyway...
It's just really good to have you guys here. What brings you to this market?
Just tourism.
Just hanging out.
Yeah.
And, you know,
blending
we're...
in.
Yeah.
And, offloading some collectibles.
Yeah, do you buy stuff here as well?
Maybe. Tell me, what kind of collectibles are we talking about?
All your little feathers kind of stood up when you said that.
Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Yeah, well, we do have some stuff if you'd like to take a look.
I'll take a look.
Yeah, it depends on your interest in Hollywood. If you are interested in hollow stars of years past, we might have a few things that interest you. These were the final bottles of orange beer consumed by LaCrane LaCrosse.
Oh, the LaCrane LaCrosse? Oh, my Rosh.
Okay, I'm just going to give you these bottles as sort of an apology for it.
Thank you. These are great. What else do you have? Because, I'll take anything and I won't pay for it.
That's not ideal, to be completely candid.
Well, we're not being completely candid.
Okay, well, AJ.
You're saying to be completely candid and we're kind of giving you half the story.
Okay.
I'd
like the whole story, I think.
AJ.
What?
Come on, I've welcomed you into my shop. I've been very hospitable.
Okay, you're right.
I have half the story and I want the other half. And that, because that makes a whole story.
Let's just say we are trying to avoid, any sort of imperial awareness of our presence, as it were.
Aha. You're hiding.
Yeah,
you made it pretty obvious that we were hiding there.
I said, let's just say, and then I pretty much told you the truth.
You did say it.
Right.
You said it.
Yeah.
Well, you've come to the right place, I should think.
Really?
Let's just say that we're standing above a pretty slick underground shelter that I might have spent years and years building.
What?
Hoarding supplies.
But you're just saying
it. Yeah, this is
but I'm just saying it. I mean, let's just say.
Did you? But are you doing the same thing I did, which is then you just said the truth after you said, let's just say?
Yeah.
So do you guys want to see my underground shelter?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Cool. Somebody's coming in.
Okay, follow me. Come on.
Okay.
I just have to pull all these levers.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I installed.
This is very intricate.
Yeah, hold on. Let me just do this. Welcome.
Wow, there's even more stuff down here.
Yeah.
Marf, this basement is incredible. It's huge.
Yeah, I have a lot of stuff.
This is like a decommissioned hangar bay. I can't believe how
big
this is.
Thank you.
Well, color me impressed.
Okay.
Marf. Stuff down here is incredible. It's nothing like the gift shop.
Oh, yeah. These aren't so much gifts as they are my private personal collection that I cherish very deeply.
This is amazing.
Wow. Yeah. Oh, that's the jewel. That's the jewel of Grog that you're holding.
I was about to say, this has been missing for 50 years.
Well, not missing, because it's my, I have it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Cool.
I need to ask about this.
Oh yeah.
This bean shaped item here?
Sure. Yeah, I found that on a planet where everyone was gone. And that was all that was left.
There's a giant bean and all the people are kind of rioting in torment around it.
Yeah, I think it was like a deity.
Wow.
A rod.
Sure.
Something else, isn't it?
I mean,
you like it?
I'm gonna just set it right back down.
So this is where I really spend most of my time, you know?
Yeah, well, I don't blame you.
Wow, I mean, look at this stuff.
Yeah, isn't it neat?
Yeah, I mean, it looks like your collection's complete.
I hope so.
Marf.
Yeah?
Is this stick over here, this branch?
Yeah.
Is this a Zima wood saber?
Oh, yeah, I think so. I call it a dinglehopper.
What? No, this is a wood saber. This is a elegant weapon of the Zima warriors.
Right. I just call it a dinglehopper
because
I saw it and thought, this looks like a dinglehopper.
Okay, I guess that's as good a name as any.
I kind of like dinglehopper better.
Okay.
I found that in a wreck.
In a wreck?
Yeah, a wreck. You know, I was walking through the dunes. And I came across the wing of a ship sticking out of the sand. So I dug for about 3 months.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And then I found that.
That's a long time to dig, Murph.
Well, you know.
You got those kind of shovely hands, too. Your hands are sort of shovely.
Yeah, I guess they are pretty shovely, huh?
Maybe.
You can say it. My hands are shovels.
I don't know. You've got feathers and shovel hands. I don't know.
Let's make it really easy to look for stuff.
Yeah, it is. I'm constantly digging around the dunes.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
You want to hold it?
I mean, can I?
You can.
I mean, anyone can hold it. Okay. It's just a stick.
C-Series?
The cover's blown.
Okay.
At this point.
Yeah.
You can just call me C-Series.
Wait, we're not doing covers anymore?
We aren't, AJ. You can go back to being AJ now.
Sounds good. It was hard to keep that up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not an actor.
Wow. I can feel the space in this wood saber.
Papa.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of space in that dingle hopper. Like, look, when I like, swing it around, it's like, pew, 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 ching, ching, ping.
Oh, it makes sounds, Papa Dexter.
Worf, where did you learn to do that?
What do you mean?
Where did you learn to wield a wood saber like that?
I just, when I found it, I picked it up and I was like, swing, quing, quing, ching, wah.
Papa, that technique is...
My rod. I've never seen anyone wield a wood saber like that.
Nor have I.
I didn't know that anyone could actually wield a wood saber.
Yeah, that's sort of where I'm coming from.
Okay, well, first of all, let's just agree. I wield one.
You can wield it.
Yeah, you wield it.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Papa,
so
go.
It basically is sort of yeah. Yeah. What? Yeah. Yeah. See, so.
That's not what she was doing. Just do what I'm doing. Like, look, give it back to me. Like, okay, look, it's literally just like, swing, quing, sha.
So there's like, when she does it, there's like trails of light coming out of the saber.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a noise.
Okay.
Right?
Do it with the noise.
Okay, but.
Papa, do it with the noise.
Okay. What was.
Where's the tube from
upstairs?
Yeah.
Oh, I love that tube.
Okay, look, listen.
Sorry, I hope you don't mind I brought it down here with me.
No, it's fine.
I sort of don't go anywhere without my tube.
Yeah, you kind of got it back in your back pocket. You pull it out for emphasis every once in a while.
I certainly do.
C-53, I think it's... I feel like I've worked for almost a year now. And here's this scav who knows how to do everything.
What, are you mad at her for being good at the space?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't say mad,
Jealous. He would say jealous.
Yeah, jealous.
Papa, do you think that the space is only for pink Tellurians?
Pink
Tellurians?
No, there are plenty of...
I mean, I'm learning the space and I'm a pink male Tellurian.
Okay, yes.
I'm a clone, but...
Okay.
I'm...
And
Mehmet Bondoloi is a pink male Tellurian.
Okay, yes.
I just feel like we haven't met a lot of species in non-male, non-Tellurians. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and everyone should be.
So shouldn't you be excited is what I'm saying?
Yes, I am excited, but I'm also a little bit sad at myself, okay?
Hey, what are you guys talking about?
Nothing.
Gender parity?
Cool.
It is sort of cool, actually, yeah.
This is a great day.
It's a great day for me. No one ever comes down here. I'm so happy. I'm the happiest I've ever been.
Mr. Robot Man, can I have an aside with you?
Are you talking to me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
I'll take it.
Mr. Robot Man, looks like there are a lot more robot men over there.
Say
my name.
There are robots over there. Look.
Wait. C-53, AJ's right. Look at all of those droid frames.
Oh, Rod, that's a huge collection of frames.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, my dad was really into them.
Yeah, these men. There are dozens here.
Yeah, you like?
Is this a Ted Rocca signature C-Series frame?
It sure is.
With a holographic Ted Rocca signature?
That's Ted Rocca signature right there.
Whoa.
C-53, who is Ted Rocca?
Who is Ted Rocca? Well, let me just press the signature.
Hi, I'm Ted Rocca, owner of the Rocca Cybernetics Corporation, and this here's one of my signature C-Series frames.
These are so rare. These are like one of a kind.
They certainly are, and they're all mine.
Whoa, the White Falcon.
C-53, I've never seen you geek out like this
before.
I'm
sorry, this is... I've never seen a collection that even has half this many. You've got everything. You got the duo jet. Got the Tennessee Rose, the Country Gentleman?
Yeah.
Wait, what's that one? You got, like, a sheet over it?
Oh, you don't want that frame.
What is it?
Well, they call that the Midnight Shadow.
What?
Yeah.
Wait, that doesn't make sense.
What do you mean?
It's just a marketing term.
But I'm saying, like, if it's midnight, you don't have a shadow, right?
I'm sorry, could I borrow this tube from you really quick?
Yeah, go for it.
All right, now go get it!
Yay!
Anyway, that's the Midnight Shadow.
I mean, I only heard that whispered about.
Well, it's real. There's only one, and I've got it. It can't be traced.
It's not street legal.
It's street illegal.
It's like looking into a black mirror.
Yeah.
This is one heck of a frame.
Hey, you wanna, try it out?
Oh, I don't wanna... I'm gonna scratch this. I couldn't possibly.
Are you sure? I like you guys. I don't know why. But I just get this good vibe.
Marv, I don't think I've ever wanted anything more in my entire life than to try on this frame.
Try it on.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
Careful.
Okay. Alright, I don't even know where the cube slot is on this frame.
Oh, yeah, it's right here.
Oh, okay. And in you go.
Whoa. Oh, this is sick.
Why? What's different?
Nothing except for this.
Where did he go?
C-52. He's behind you.
Oh, wow.
Stealth mode. C-52. Like a midnight shadow.
I think it makes less sense than it did, but okay, I'm on board.
Untraceable, like a midnight shadow.
I still don't.
It makes perfect sense.
Okay.
Wow. This isn't, I mean, just to be in here for a minute, this was amazing. Marv, thank you.
Hey, guys. I went upstairs because I kind of was batting the tube between my hands and I kind of fell upstairs. Anyway.
Your eyes, your pupils are so big.
It's fine. Point is, there's somebody up in the store.
What?
Yeah, there's somebody up in the store, but the thing is, it sort of looks like exactly like one of those assassins that,
What do you mean it looks exactly like an assassin?
No, I'm saying, you remember how we saw that video and there are all the assassins
yes.
in the background?
Yes.
I think it's one of those.
Boy.
So we're running from the Emperor and there are all these assassins that are trying to kill us, and I think one of them's in your store.
Oh, got it.
Sorry.
Everybody, get behind me!
Hey! I'm a little assassin!
That assassin's really small.
I should have said it was a really small assassin. I'm sorry.
Okay, little assassin. I used to be a little criminal, but now I have a job and I have benefits.
Go for it, Papa.
Come at me. I have a tiny knife.
Don't worry. I've got this. Let me take him on.
Marv, are you sure?
Yes, throw me my dingle hopper.
That's not what it's...
I call it a dingle hopper.
Okay, fine.
I think it looks like a dingle hopper.
Okay.
It does resemble a dingle hopper,
what
Papa.
What does that... Okay,
right?
Fine.
It does.
Come at me, tiny assassin.
Bradley.
Don't you ever mess with my friends.
Wow. Wow.
Pew, pew, pew. You cut that knife in half?
How is that possible?
I don't know. It just comes to me naturally.
Marv.
I'm gonna go. I'm gonna leave now.
Okay. Goodbye. Yeah, sometimes when I fight through the space, like, it's like I don't actually defeat them. I just kind of discourage them from fighting.
Wow.
What?
I mean, that's the...
Also useful.
That's the Zima code. You act only in self-defense.
Exactly.
Marv, listen. You're unbelievably talented in the space.
Thank you.
You have a gift.
Thank you.
I can
so
see
much
it.
More than Papa Dexter.
Yes, okay?
Yes, we are all
yes,
in agreement
we all
on that.
Agree,
yes.
AJ.
Honestly, way more.
Marv, maybe we could help each other. You could come with us.
What?
We'll take down the Emperor. You can teach me your ways.
I'll train you.
I can show you the ancient scrolls of the Zima Knights.
Yes.
Yes.
I mean, I probably understand most of that intuitively, but sure.
Okay, sure, but there's technicalities.
But I'll look at your scrolls.
Sure, yeah.
Yes. I get to go off with my best friends?
Marf, now that the assassin's out of the way, we probably have a very small amount of time. Let's get back up to the surface. We'll get on barge and we'll get on our way.
Okay, great. Let me just grab my stuff.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, just some clothes. I'm going to just throw it in this bag and a toothbrush.
Yeah, sure. Great.
And the gem of Grog.
Sure. Yeah, sure. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Easy.
And all my tubes.
Okay.
Okay.
That's
sort of Orizard.
Okay.
Could be useful, sure.
Yeah. Okay, all these C-frames.
Oh, yeah, no, we can't. Yeah,
I'm going to take all of this metal.
Okay, no,
junk.
I don't know.
Guys, all right.
Listen, Marf.
I should probably take this.
No, Marf, I gotta stop right there.
It will take us days to get all this stuff onto Bargy.
Yeah, I mean, this room is 3 or 4 times the size of Bargy. We can't fit everything on her.
But I have to take my stuff.
Yeah, but can we just take some of it? And can you lock the door and just come back for it later? Or?
No. It'll all be taken. I mean, I've worked my entire life collecting this stuff. I am my stuff.
Well, there's scavs all over this planet. It wouldn't last a minute if she left.
My stuff is me.
Listen, Marf, we can't bring this stuff. I don't know what to tell you.
Then I guess I have to stay here.
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay, AJ, just relax for a second.
I mean, that's what's gonna happen, right? But
he is stupid, but he's right about this.
Marf. Oh no. Marf.
This frame can cry.
Oh, what? It can?
Oh
no.
Everybody's doing it. I'm gonna do it too. I'm the best at crying.
Marf, I'll
never forget any of you. Hey, wait. That frame? Keep it.
What? The Midnight Shadow?
Keep the Midnight Shadow. It might be untraceable, but I can trace it. And this way, I'll always know where you are. And you, Plek.
Yes.
Take this dingle hopper.
No, I couldn't possibly.
You have to. Take it.
Okay.
It's yours.
Okay, okay. Thank you.
The dingle hopper is yours.
Okay, yeah. I might not end up calling it that
in
the long...
You have to call it a dingle hopper,
right. Yep.
Or you will be shitting on my memory.
Okay. You're still going to be alive, though, so...
AJ. Mm-hmm. I want you to keep this tube...
What?
This tube was passed down to me.
Oh, you really shouldn't do that.
Yeah, please.
Oh my God, please. Yes.
This tube is an antique. It was passed down to me from my great-great-grandmother. This was her tube.
Please do not give AJ a tube.
Look at this. It's so loud. Oh, this rules.
Sounds just like she did.
Oh, Rod, I will never get tired of doing this. Yeah! Woo!
And you, Dar.
Uh-huh.
You can keep those t-shirts for free. You don't have to pay.
That's actually very generous of you. Thank you so much. That's so sweet. I can't believe you do something so nice. This is so sweet.
There it is. There's the tears.
The tears are normal size. Giant tears on a tiny dog.
They're tears. We should go.
Be safe, my friends.
Marf, keep it fresh, always.
I will. Goodbye, everyone. My friends are leaving. My best friends are leaving. Wandering free. Wish I could be.
Are these things for sale?
So you guys sold the box, everything gone. I'm so excited. Okay, how much did you make out of, huh? I estimated it's got to be at least 400,000 crude. Some things in there were very valuable. Did you know I had like a tiny morsel of Jojo Bajo's hair in there? What part of his body? I'm never going to tell. But you probably figured it out. From the texture.
Pubic hair, right?
Listen.
Pubic hair?
AJ.
He's not wrong. Where is it? Where's the money?
Okay, listen, Bargy, look, we may not have gotten Croon, but I think we've got something today that was more valuable.
Oh, but if you're gonna say friendship, I...
There's two!
Oh. Why? Alright, that's pretty cool.
IT5, credits and attributions droid commencing, outro protocol. Papa Plek Deck Center was played by Alden Ford. C-53 was played by Jeremy Bent. Dar was played by Ali Kokesh. Bargy the Ship, the Tube, and the Tiny Assassin were played by Mujan Zulfagari. Master Missions Operations Manager Nermit Bundeloy was played by Seth Lind. AJ was played by Winston Knoll. Marf was played by special guest Rachel Winitsky. Rachel is a writer and actor in NYC. She's been on shows like The Good Fight and Elementary, is a former editor at Reductress, and was a guest writer last season on Saturday Night Live. She's half of the comedy folk duo Friends Who Folk. Follow her on Twitter at Rachel Winitsky. This episode was edited by Seth Lind, with sound design and mix by Shane O'Connell, recorded at Robert Donkey Jr.'s Puppy Pound in Brooklyn, New York. Music composed by Brendan Ryan and performed by Fame's Macedonian Symphonic Orchestra. Opening crawl narration by Jeremy Crutchley. Ship design for the Barbarian Jade by Eric Goyce. Audio hosting by Simplecast. Mission to Zix is a proud member of the Maximum Fun Network.
The Greatest Generation is a Star Trek podcast that destigmatizes the very idea of having a Star Trek podcast.
We're Ben and Adam, the hosts of The Greatest Generation, and the technology we've developed is that nobody knows what you're playing in your earbuds.
You know, with legalization, it's easier than ever to find out what's in your buds. But we suggest that you legally find The Greatest Generation wherever you download your podcasts.
We'll send it to you in a discreet, unmarked package, and nobody has to know but us.
That's The Greatest Generation, the Star Trek podcast that you didn't know you needed, yet makes you feel like you belong.
Hi, I'm Joe Firestone.
And I'm Manolo Moreno.
And we're the hosts of Dr. Game Show, which is a podcast where we play games submitted by listeners, regardless of quality or content, with in-studio guests and callers from all over the world.
And you can win a custom magnet.
A custom magnet.
Subscribe now to make sure you get our next episode.
What's an example of a game, Manolo?
Pokemon or medication.
How do you play that?
You have to guess if something's a Pokemon name or medication.
Medication.
First-time listener, if you want to listen to episode highlights and also know how to participate, follow Dr. Game Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
We'd love to hear from you.
It's really fun.
For the whole family, we'll be every other Wednesday starting March 13th, and we're coming to Max Fun!
Snorlax.
Pokemon?
Yes.
Nice.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned. Audience supported.
Never forget me.
We never will.
We recorded this whole thing so we can't.
Oh, good.
Marf.
Yeah, I can send you the tape of this if
you
want.
Yeah, you should release it as, like, I don't know, like...
Wait, what do you have for me?
Oh, get out of here.
Yeah.
Swing!
What? I thought it was part of the gang. Okay, fine. If I leave, I know what I'm not wanted.